Welcome to another episode of By His Grace. Today, I am excited to have my friend Merit Onsa, who is a fellow podcaster. She is the host of the Devoted Dreamers podcast. She is a wife and a mom, and she is here to share some of her story with us today. Merit, welcome to the show.
Hi, Misty. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I am so glad to have you here. And today we're going to talk about a struggle that you and your husband have been going through for a little over a year. So I'm just going to let you share about that.
Sure. And I'll admit, like, I feel a little bit, anxious going into talking about this in a very public space. But like, I just checked with him and was like, hey, can I do this? And he said, yeah. I said, the podcast is called By His Grace. And he's like, well, that's the only reason we're here. It's by His Grace. So anyway, in February of 2019, like what year is it? My husband, who does like freelance marketing, graphic design, that kind of thing. He basically got, I don't know if it was a call or an email, but his largest client that was 85% of his income, our income, because I was not working at the time, basically called him and was like, you know, we're going a different direction. And he'd been working for this company since before we got married. So 10, 9 years, something like that. And it was literally overnight. We woke up the next morning and we knew that the income from that client was gone. And so that's been a challenge. We have two small kids. We live in Colorado, not the cheapest place to live. And we have aging parents. Like, my parents are not in the greatest health, and his parents are still working, past retirement age. And so we're in this like challenging season of, Lord, what are you doing here? What's going on?
You know, I can so relate to that because my husband worked for Enron when they collapsed. Yeah. And so that was a few months after 9/11. So 9/11 happened. I was 9 months pregnant with our youngest, had just started homeschooling. So we had a special needs son, another son that we were homeschooling, and this baby. And then my husband loses his job, and there's like no prospect for a job because it's just 9/11. The economy tanked. We lived next door to his parents, who both had brain tumors, and my mom was sick. So I know exactly where you are. And I know that God was so faithful to our family through that. So I'd like to talk to you about, you know, some ways that God has shown you faithfulness through this time.
Yeah. I feel like, just even as we were talking earlier, if this had happened to us like many more years earlier in our marriage, it could have been the end of our marriage. You know, I mean, some of our biggest struggles when we were first married were finances. We both were kind of much older. We came into the marriage with a lot of debt. And that's what people challenged us with. It's like, you guys have got to deal with this. And so we did some hard work at the beginning of marriage. And so 10 years later, when this happened, it was like, okay, well, like, clearly we have the, we have God's faithfulness, and then we have one another's faithfulness in getting through hard financial things. And so, and we've always said, like, there's never a question that we would give up on one another, like, even if we wanted to. But it's just like, this would have been so much harder to deal with, in year one or year two of marriage. So empathy for anyone who might be in a different space with this. But so I feel like for me personally, I knew the minute this happened, we had she was almost one, and we had a 4-year-old. And I said to my husband, like, I will go back to work. I mean, if this is what we need for our family, like, I will go. And when I said it, I had no question in my mind that I wanted to buy him space to find the right next step, instead of like, oh, just go, get any job. But then also when I started to apply for jobs, it just wrecked me because I was like, I have a baby. I still have a baby. I can't be, you know, commuting 45 minutes each way into Denver, you know, for a job that is probably not going to pay for our childcare. Like, it's just a really challenging position to be in. And so we had to work through a lot of that. And what ended up happening, at least on my end of work, was the very first friend that I reached out to that's a freelance writer. That's kind of my career before I was doing podcasting, hooked me up with a connection that ultimately ended up in a part-time job I could do from home. And it was like, thank you, Lord, that I don't have to get in my car, that I don't have to pay $15 an hour for childcare, you know, that, you know, I can be here in my home and try to figure it out, you know, from that perspective. And now at the time, you know, I didn't know that this was going to be, you know, 13 months later and it's not really resolved for us. And so I think in the early season, I was like, well, we can get through this. Like, we can do this. Right. And month one, if I had known that month 13 was going to come, I might've had a different, you know, like I might not have been pulling up my bootstraps so much. I might've been on my knees a little bit more. I just love how, even when I didn't do it right, God has been so faithful. Like, I was just reading back through a journal entry right before we got on the call, because I was like, I want to remember what this was like. So a sweet friend of ours, a woman in our community group, was having a baby in April. And it was kind of the first like invitation to a party where I would need to bring a gift. And I'm like, sorry. Like, I normally would just like run off to Target and pick the cutest conglomeration of whatever I could throw together. And instead it was like, okay, Lord, like I have to come up with another way. Like, I want to celebrate our sweet friend, but help me know how to do that. And just as I looked over that journal entry, it was like, I was able to piece together things that we were done with, like some sleep sacks and some blankets and like cute ribbons. And she was thrilled. And I was like, oh my gosh, just a little extra, thought, you know, and submission, like, no, I can't go spend $40 on a baby shower gift, even though I want to. And at the end of that, I was like, this actually was probably more beautiful than what I would have found at Target. Like, so just little things like that, where he like made a way for me to still be able to say, yes, I can come and celebrate you. And I'm sure she would have been like, you don't have to bring a gift. Like, it's not a big deal, but little things like that. And also just in processing with him, like, I feel like it's changed my perspective on what I actually need, where, you know, in my heart or in my head, I'm like, I could really use a date night and go get some sushi with my husband. It's like, you know what, actually, like, sitting and watching a movie in the comfort of our home on the couch, it's a really sweet time with us. Like, we don't get to go out on dates like we used to. And we've found ways to be satisfied, I guess, is maybe the term, like, to find satisfaction in different things that are just a little bit more simple than what we would have done before, that we would have done without thought before. You know, spend $20 here, $50 there. Like, it's not a big deal. We have income. And now it's like, oh no, it's a big deal. So let's think about how we can be satisfied with something more simple. And so I feel like God's been, I mean, just like, those are kind of some practical ways that he's met us in this. You know, I don't know. It's been good. I have for sure seen him just in my own heart doing some work. I needed that work done for sure.
Right. It's funny how he allows those things to happen in our lives to get our attention, to pray. As you were talking, I just thought about, you know, he is the creator of the universe. He is creative. And so when we ask him, Lord, help me to be creative, help me to be a good steward of our resources, you know, because I think as a typical American, when the money's coming in, we can spend, not necessarily frivolously, but, you know, our go-to because we're busy is we'll run to Target, we'll do this, we'll do that. But instead, I'm sorry that you've had to go through this, but at the same time, I love what God is doing in you because, we have so much as Americans. And when you look at, you know, people all over the world who live on a fraction of what we live on, it's humbling. And God has really been opening my eyes recently to, you know, how can we repurpose this? How can we, you know, reuse this? How can we not have to spend so much? You know, those are really good lessons. So, you know, if you could sit across from a friend having coffee and you would give them that just maybe is in this situation where they just lost a job or they've been unemployed for a while and the job's not coming. And they're relying on God for that provision. What would you say to them?
This actually has happened. and there are a couple of things that I think, I mean, hard, but really good. I think in my life, one of my defaults for hard times has been to tell myself it won't always be like this, which may be true, but that doesn't require me to trust God or to rest in His faithfulness. I, in that situation, am resting in circumstance. Well, the circumstance will eventually change, so then I will be okay. And I think I've had to wrestle with and even talk with my friend that I sat with not long ago and just be like, it could be this way for a long time. And yet God is faithful. And what it's taught me is that humility of having to accept help from the body of Christ in ways that A, I never wanted to, and B, I can probably never repay. And, you know, we've had people come to us and, you know, offer to pay our mortgage and, you know, offer to, you know, watch our kids for free for like significant periods of time. And it's, and in my flesh, I want to do something in return. I want to earn that. I want to pay you back because you shouldn't have to sacrifice for me. And there is nothing, there's nothing good in that thinking. It's like, no, God, like freely of His choice, saved us at great cost. You know, who am I to like try to pay that back, try to pay back my salvation? And in the same vein, who am I to take someone's gift and be like, oh, but wait, I'm not going to receive this gift. I am going to give it back to you with whether it takes me 25 years or, you know, and so that has been huge for us. And I think especially in America where like, we're all self-sustaining, like we can all take care of ourselves. Like we don't have to be cared for by someone else. And it's like, no, like we are in a season where we have to allow others to help and we have to do so in humility and not in a, you know, middle-class America, you know, I'll get you back, you know, like I'll cover you next time. I mean, that's been huge for us. Just saying yes to the community that's come around us and accepting that that's a gift from God. And that, I mean, yeah, it might be embarrassing or humiliating or whatever it is, but like so far we are provided for, not in how we expected, but God is our provider. And He's choosing to do that through the people and the community around us. And it's been super humbling, but really like life-changing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. As you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, and in there is long suffering. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer for a long time. And sometimes God answers our prayers immediately. We can get a response to something, and other times we can pray for years and our circumstance may not change. But I love that God is teaching you to have a spirit of humility in that, and to allow people to come around you and to love you and to serve you and to be a conduit of His provision. I know that is a difficult thing. I've been in that situation myself, but also so beautiful to see the body of Christ work.
And I think the other thing that I would say around this is just, I think I have had a perspective in the past that because God is our provider, that He has to change our circumstance, but that's not true. He doesn't have to rescue us from this, but it doesn't mean that He is no longer our rescuer. You know, like He is still who He is. His character is still true, even if we continue down this path of struggle for many, many more years. And it's a hard thing to acknowledge and accept that. But it's like, it doesn't change His character. He is still so good and He's still God. And I know that I am not at the end of the line of being changed by Him. You know, like there's still change to come. So.
Well, we are definitely all a work in progress. That is for sure.
For sure.
And He is so good to not, shine the light on all of our things that we need to work on at once. He gently guides and leads us. Well, let me ask you this. I always ask my guests, do you have a scripture that you've clung to in your situation, or is there a life verse that you hold on to? What hope from God's word has really sustained you?
I'm in a season right now where I'm just trying to be consistent in God's word. And so knowing that you were going to ask this question, I was like, well, what has it been for me? I mean, this is not the first struggle that He's brought us through. And the first thing that came to mind was from Lamentations 3. And so if it's okay, I'll just read to you.
Yeah, please.
What I looked at this morning, and it's verse 22 through 26. And it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And I am not great at waiting quietly. And so this is such a good reminder that, you know, we are not consumed. He has great compassion for us. Those compassions are new every morning. He is so faithful. He is my portion. Even if my financial portion never changes, I can wait on Him and He is going to be good to me. He's so good. And so I am a work in progress to like learn to wait quietly and to trust that He's always going to be there no matter what this looks like.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, Merritt, thank you so much for coming on By His Grace today and sharing your story and your testimony of God's goodness. So I think you may have a resource to give to our listeners, because I know you've spent a lot of time having to pray through all of the things. Yes. So why don't you share that with them?
Yeah. So a number of years ago, I created this 30 Days of Prayer email series, and it's basically just a short paragraph of a prayer that comes in your inbox every day for 30 days. And I think it's a great tool to like reinvigorate your prayer life, or like if you just feel like you don't have words to say to God, you could just open up this email once a day and just say these words quietly or out loud or whatever makes sense to you. And so I'd love to offer that, and it can be found on my website at merittonsa.com/prayer. And there's nothing more really that comes to you after that, after the 30 days. But I feel like I've gotten some sweet feedback that it's been meaningful to others as they've kind of worked to be in prayer more consistently.
Yeah, that's so good. So where else can people find you? Your podcast, the Devoted Dreamer podcast, right?
Yes, Devoted Dreamers podcast. I'm on Apple Podcasts and pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And I am on Instagram at Merritt J-O, and it's two R's, two T's. and J-O. Those are my initials.
Yeah, we can put all of that in the show notes.
Great. Awesome. Yeah,
let's just end with, why don't you tell people about your podcast and, yeah, and the things that you talk about there. I have been honored to be a guest on there. It was a lot of fun. And you interview a lot of great people. So let's leave the guests with that.
Yeah. So I loved having you on the show, Misty. And that wasn't that long ago, but I talk to women, Christian women, every week about their God-shaped dreams. And we talk about the struggles and the fears and the challenges and how God has met you in that. And my real hope in doing this work is that we would get to see the Lord set women free from fear, from shame, comparison, and imposter syndrome, so that they could flourish in the dreams that God has given them. And so I will continue to do this work as long as He permits it.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Y'all go listen to the Devoted Dreamers podcast and follow Merit Ansah online. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Misty.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.